بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. Through the grace of Allah تبارك وتعالى, previously we were speaking about Surah Al-Baqarah, but inshallah in these few days we will give some highlights of the tafsir of the surahs that were recited in the previous night's Taraweeh. The Quran Sharif is like a shoreless ocean. The knowledge of the Quran never comes to an end. The more you will study the Quran, the more you will understand the Quran, the more you will realize how much you need to learn. Even people who teach tafsir and who give their whole lives to the knowledge of the Quran Sharif, they too cannot say that we know everything, because there's so many different things that come out. And the more a person studies the kitabs, the more he realizes how much he needs to learn. That is why even when it comes to the tafsir kitabs, the ulama mention, you cannot say that one kitab did justice to the Quran Sharif. Maybe some you can say that came very close to it, or maybe this is the most vast tafsir. In other things, for example, the Bukhari Sharif, you have the commentary Fathul Bari, Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi. There the ulama say, Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi, he did justice to giving the commentary of the Bukhari Sharif, because the Bukhari Sharif is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when it comes to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's so vast and so much knowledge comes out from it. Sometimes one ayat, you can speak on it for half an hour, 1 hour, just one ayat itself. Half an hour, 1 hour, each word they will take. Why this word was used? Why you did not use that word? And what connotation does it give? What meanings come out from this word? But unfortunately now, there's a very little interest showed in understanding the Quran Sharif. People want to do everything else, but the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one really wants to understand it. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran. For who He sent the Quran Sharif? For us, for our benefit. The Quran Sharif will illuminate our hearts. The Quran Sharif will bring a revolution in our lives. But is there anyone interested? A man can take out time for everything. He can take out time for leisure. He can take out time for holidays, for sports, for everything. But how many people are prepared to take out some time where there's a proper tafsir being given, someone is explaining the Quran to say, let me understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to me. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala message, what He's giving me in the Quran Sharif. Let me see what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I can mold my life according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays, unfortunately, we want to change the command of Allah to suit us. No. If everyone wants to change the command of Allah to suit himself, what's going to happen to the deen? What will happen to the shariat? We have to mold ourselves. So in many masajid last night, the 15th sipara was recited. That is Surah Bani Israel and Suratul Kahf. Surah Bani Israel has got two names. Surah Bani Israel, also Suratul Isra. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا. This verse is speaking about the Isra, the Mi'raj, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Masjid al-Haram till Masjid al-Aqsa in one night. In those days and times, in fact not even the entire night, just one small portion of the night, when people could not imagine something like this. And then from Masjid al-Aqsa to the seven heavens. So this incident of Mi'raj is a very significant incident in Islamic history. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, the name of the surah is Suratul Isra. And in fact, the Mi'raj is like an encyclopedia of knowledge. If a person studies the entire Mi'raj from the beginning till the end, with all the details and the wisdoms, there's so much to learn. There's so much to benefit. We have to constantly learn and benefit. We have to constantly improve ourselves. And yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ from Masjid al-Haram till Masjid al-Aqsa, that place which we gave barakat around it. So the Masjid al-Aqsa and all the lands that surround the Masjid al-Aqsa, which are known as the lands of Sham, that is Jordan, Syria, all these different countries, these are blessed lands. So this is Suratul Isra. And Surah Bani Israel, the other name of the surah, because وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. Allah Ta'ala already informed the Bani Israel in their books that you're going to cause corruption and havoc. Remember, in those days and times, the Bani Israel, they were the Muslims. They were the believers. And they were a very elite nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with great ni'mats and favors. So Allah ta'ala informed them that two times you're going to cause corruption and havoc. And two times you're going to surpass all limits and you're going to transgress. And both times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set upon them enemies who came and destroyed their homes and killed them mercilessly. And those enemies also went into the Masjid al-Aqsa. And they showed disrespect to the Masjid al-Aqsa. So under these verses, ulama explain that the Masjid al-Aqsa is the gauge of the ummah. As long as the ummah will be on the straight path, they will have control over the Masjid al-Aqsa. And when the ummah goes off the track, that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the enemy the upper hand over them. The Masjid al-Haram is different. That's got a different set of rules. That is divinely protected, whatever the situation be. But the Masjid al-Aqsa is the gauge of the ummah. So if we want the Masjid al-Aqsa to come back into our control, we have lost control of it. That is why these last few days the Masjid al-Aqsa is locked, it's closed. I don't know if they open it as yet. They just go into the Masjid when they want to lock it, they lock it when they want to lock it, open it when they want to open it, allow who they want to allow, stop who they want to stop. So they got the full control over it. The kuffar have got control over it. The ummah will have to come back onto the straight path. You can boycott who you want to boycott, and you can protest how much you want to protest. You'll have to come back on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Come back on the straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will come. So Allah ta'ala already told Bani Israel, when you're going to go off the track, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is, remember, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah ta'ala gives you a ni'mat. He's not going to take the ni'mat away. You will change yourself. You will go wrong. You will start doing something in your life you're not supposed to be doing, or you leave out something that you are supposed to be doing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the condition. So Allah ta'ala informed the Bani Israel, and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed them, that is exactly what had happened. So that's why it's also known as the Surah Bani Israel. As I mentioned, just few highlights, because the Quran Sharif, it's so many different things. The ayat which was recited in the Fajr Salah, the Imam recited, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, also from Surah Bani Israel, where Allah Ta'ala says that your Lord had ordained that worship none but Him and show kindness to your parents. So first Allah Ta'ala said, don't make shirk. After shirk, Allah Ta'ala said, then the most important thing is you must be good to your parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, shown kindness to your parents. Go out of your way to make them feel comfortable, to make them feel happy. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ إِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أُوْ كِلَاهُمَا If one of them reaches old age, or both of them, that is the time when they become old, they become difficult to cope with, then Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even say oof to them. Whatever they tell you, whatever they do to you, you just keep quiet. Not even oof. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And don't rebuke them, don't shout them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak to them with respect, in a very dignified manner. These are your parents. You cannot speak to them how you want to, even if your parents are kuffar also, whatever the situation be. You got to show respect. وَخْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ ذُلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. And lower yourself, humble yourself in front of them, out of kindness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us a very powerful dua that we're supposed to be making for our parents after every namaz. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. It takes you 2 minutes to learn this dua. But how many people know it? And those who know it, how many people are making it? Say, O Allah, show kindness to them as they were kind to me and they brought me up when I was a child. So ulama have written that when a person reads his namaz 5 times a day, then he fulfills the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after every salah, when he makes this dua, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, then he fulfills the rights of his parents. And ulama have also mentioned, there's a lot of barakat for the person who makes this dua. Because remember, you're making dua for your parents. That was a means of your existence. So you're showing appreciation to them. So by making this dua after every salah, there's a lot of barakat and a lot of goodness for that person. So let us make it a point, when we're reading the surah, always remember this dua and make sure after every salah we read this dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.